Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're going to be glad you did because Rick Maurer is in the building, so to speak. Rick is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, a sentence that I say to my wife all the time, and also another outstanding book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Rick is one of our top management minds. He's one of the guys who also helps us understand how to manage change, how to deal with change. He's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Do you ever ask your wife that? Why don't you want what I want?
Never.
So what you're saying is you've given up. Is that what you mean?
That's right.
Notice he didn't say he has no desire to say that. He just doesn't do it anymore, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, the truth of that matter is, I mean, the reason I wrote the book and the reason I'm interested in the whole issue of why do people resist our brilliant ideas is out of my own frustration. And
I feel your pain.
Yeah, we get interested in something because we go, why is that happening? And so it's created quite a career for myself just by having people say, Rick, that's a stupid idea a bunch of times.
Well, usually I get whatever, you know. I get that number, you know.
Yeah.
Rick, one of the things I know that you want to talk about today is the concept of change and what change really is, not what we often think it is. Sometimes we think of change as a project. Change is an event. Change is something that we start, we finish, we put a bow on it, and we put it on the shelf, and then move on. We don't think of change as a continuum, do we?
No, we don't. And there was a time when that was perfectly legitimate.
Like in the 20th century. Most of the 20th century.
That's right. You could say, all right, we're going to reorganize. We're going to do this major project. We're going to, enter this new market, whatever it might be. And we gear up for it and we do it. And then things are stable for a long time. And
well, we get it like we want it. The marketplace says, wow, these guys got this.
Yeah,
and it was a time, maybe for years, the people who just said that, their children, come into the world and say, wow, these guys got this, and it worked for a while, it worked for generations, didn't it?
It did, but I remember
that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
It sure was. But you saying that reminded me that one of my major clients back in the 80s and early 90s was MCI, which the phone company, and they had basically beaten AT&T. They said, we're entering the long-distance market, and the courts agreed with them, and they became a huge success. I mean, some things happened after that when they were bought out that destroyed them. But while they were in their heyday, I was talking to the head of technology one day, and he said, I don't know what business we're going to be in 5 years. And I'm thinking, you're a long-distance phone company.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
He was seeing the future, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, and 5 years later, they were doing all kinds of other stuff. And I think his kind of thinking about that is exactly what we need to be doing now, whether it's a large business or a small business, is maybe, what business am I going to be in? Or the other question, what's my business going to look like 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. Even though I may be doing, I couldn't take more customers if I tried today, what's it going to look like 5 years from now?
Well, what I tell people and myself, I say that 96.75% of all the things that we know, we learned in the 20th century. And most of those are obsolete today.
Yeah.
now, okay, I always tell them I made that number up, and I did. But it's not far off. I mean, it's just, you know, it's as good as anybody else's number.
Right.
And the fact remains that most of what we know we learned in a century that's no longer valid. I come back to remind them to say this: a lot of the fundamentals that you know are still valid, like salesmanship. Salesmanship fundamentals are still valid, but the way customers want you to approach them with those fundamentals, that's what has changed.
Yeah, and the technology for approaching them has changed.
Exactly. Exactly. No question about it. Roger, hold on to that thought, Rick. I'm sorry. Rick Maurer is our guest. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want? He and I are talking about change. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. Stay with us, 2010.
I see nothing like him in any amusement hall. That death on the line kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I see life advertising right before my eyes. And the best is the best. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Rick Maurer, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And Rick, I need you to give us your website and tell us where the books are available.
Yeah, www.beyondresistance.com.
And we can find out all about you and both of your books are there, right?
Well, yeah, but even more important, there are a ton of free tools and articles on leading change that you can print, you can make copies of, you can use them with your staff, and all that stuff's free.
So. Mm-hmm. And Rick, we appreciate that. Folks, Rick's a classic example of the quality individuals that we have in our brain trust. I can point to him very quickly when I talk to you about how we, our brain trust members, care about what you do, and yeah, they got books to sell, but mostly they want to help you, and Rick is a classic example of that, and Rick, we thank you for that, your attitude, and for your assistance.
Wow, you're welcome.
Rick, you know, I was talking a minute ago about most of the things that we know we learned in another century, and most of us obsolete these days. But yet some fundamentals, you know, I can't say that we should abandon everything that we know or we learned in the 20th century. Here's how I convert that into what I hope is something useful for the century. I tell people that it's okay if you sold shoestrings in the 20th century. It's okay to still sell shoestrings in the 21st century, because you know what? People are still buying shoestrings. But if you're selling them and delivering them the same way that you were doing it in the 20th century, that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
You can fall in love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. There's an article in the paper this morning that Geico, the insurance company, has a website for motorcycle riders, and it's a place where you can share stories and pictures, and they're doing it for two things. I mean, they want more people to go to them for insurance, but they also want to learn more about their customers. So they're using what's called social networking. I mean, they're getting into the informal thing, saying, wow, this is a great place to post pictures and to tell stories. And, you know, even a couple of years ago, big businesses would not have thought of doing that.
Well, exactly. They wouldn't have gotten involved in the community.
Right. And it's
this example is where they've created a community.
Yes, exactly. And I think all of us have to be savvier and savvier about that. I mean, I'm a small business. You're talking to the entire business right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, some of the ways that I marketed in the past simply don't work. You know, but my business is still, you know, even though some of the services I offer are different, but I'm still a consultant. I've been a consultant for 30 years, but how I approach people is, you know, differs.
How you, it's easier probably for you to do business 1,000 miles away today than it was say 10, 20 years ago, but it's also different.
It's very different. I'll give you an example. Last month, I got an email from a guy in Malaysia saying, we need somebody to speak at a conference in July. and it wasn't a scam. I mean, the guy had gone to my website. You know, well, no, because you see his
face. Yeah, no.
Like, oh, if I just send him $20,000.
That's right.
And, you know, but I looked at the thing, and he said, no. I said, I went to your website, and, you know, here's some stuff on Change that we really like and we need. You know, is what amazed me about it is the only reason he knew me was because of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said, hey, you ought to call Rick Maurer.
Right.
He had never read one of my books. The website itself, and I've, in the past year, probably gotten maybe a handful of calls from people saying, we'd like to work with you, and it's all because of the website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before, the website was, yeah, after we talked or after I read your book, I went to your website and this
right.
blah, 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 blah. But here, it was actually the point of contact, and that, it stunned me, absolutely stunned me.
Well, it's not surprising, and it's the kind of thing, though, that a lot of people don't get, and they don't realize. You know, I talk to my audience about getting their websites optimized, making sure that when someone goes to a search engine looking for a certain kind of thing, that they have the maximum opportunity to find you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an important thing. You can't just have a website these days. You've got to make sure that it's structured properly. In other words, it's sort of like if you want to put a billboard up on the highway and say, you know, take this exit to our business. If you're on the right, don't tell them, make the arrow go to the left.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we can design our websites so that we send them to the left when we're actually on the right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. The other night, neither Kathy or I wanted to cook, and we said, well, why don't we do carry out? And she said, well, what about that Thai restaurant, you know, over in, you know, this particular section? And I said, oh, yeah, what's the name of it? And so we couldn't find the takeout menu, so I just went online, assuming that they would have a website and that the website would have their menu.
Right.
They didn't have a website, and there was no menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we went someplace else that had a menu. I mean, mm-hmm. It wouldn't have had to be, you know, there. You know, a teenager could have put up that website.
Oh yeah,
for them.
They could have. That website you were wanting would have cost $75.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm stunned by how many small businesses don't have the basics. I mean, it doesn't have to compete with Microsoft.
They're still operating in the 20th century. But the thing is, just like I was saying earlier, folks, you don't have to change your recipes. We still like your recipes. We just want to reach you differently, right?
We just want to reach you in the first place.
It's still okay to sell your Thai food. Just sell it to me the way I want it in the 21st century. That's what has changed, ladies and gentlemen. Tin Tail will be right back with Rick Maurer right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show by MP3, ladies and gentlemen. All of our shows, the live, the replay, the archives are all MP3 now, and all of them are available to you to stream, to download, you can subscribe to them. Just check it out, folks. We've got a lot of new capability there on the show. And in fact, all of the archives, in fact, all of the shows that we've done with Rick over the last many years are now available to you for downloading, if you like. We give you fair use of our property and possession of our property. And fair use means that you take it as I give it to you and you don't change it. And also, don't forget to check out our AskJim.biz knowledge base, the small business knowledge base, where you can ask questions, small business questions, and get answers instantaneously. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. AskJim.biz. Rick Maurer, as I said, is our guest. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one book. The other one is Why Don't You Want What I Want? And we're talking about change, ladies and gentlemen. Your story about the Thai restaurant is perfect, Rick, because it's exactly what I was saying a minute ago about it's okay to sell shoestrings. You just can't get to sell them differently. It's
exactly.
Okay to don't. I don't want you to change your Thai recipe. I loved it in 1995, but in 2007, I want to be able to go online and order it. You know, it's in if you're in the dry cleaning business, if you're in the manufacturing business, you know, I hear people saying, I don't hear it much anymore, but I still hear occasionally, well, you know, my business doesn't really suit, isn't really suited for a website. But you know what? That's just denial, ignorance. I don't know what gives rise to that kind of thing. But it certainly is a 21st century thinking, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it, I mean, on one hand, I mean, I think some of the business lend themselves to being, you should be able to go online and place the order. I think that's great stuff. An example of that, by the way, it's a big business, but I think it's a model worth following. You can go to Circuit City's website, and it will tell you if the product you're looking for is in stock at the local store. Huh. And then they make a promise that if you buy it, it'll be ready in 30 minutes or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, it really is a wow. So I can go, and not only that, if I'm looking for, I don't know what, but I'm looking for something, they'll actually have customer comments there. So you get a chance to say, well, no, I probably want to buy this over that. And then I see, I'm 10 minutes away from the local Circuit City. I can buy it.
Well, see, here's the thing, Rick, and this is everything keeps coming back to something that I think I figured out a while back, and that is, and it's something, it's a word that you use all the time, and that's giving people what they want, not what they need. What they need is a commodity. They can get that lots of places. They know exactly what the price is for what they need, and they won't pay a penny more than they have to for what they need. But what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
Yeah.
And from a little bit more to everything is where small business owners make their living, Rick. And the other thing that they want, and this is what you wanted earlier with the Thai food, they want to save them time.
Yeah.
Because in the 21st century, more and more people, their time is worth more than their money.
Absolutely.
And whatever you can do to give them what they want and save them time, I think that's where your success will be found. What do you think, Rick?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree completely. It's absolutely important. It's that Thai restaurant. You know, we don't go to them because they're the cheapest Thai restaurant in town. We like their food. We just want to be able, because we're sloppy and we lose the menu, we want to be able to find the menu so we can call them. I don't even want to have to order online. I'll pick up the phone and say,
right,
hey, give me number one, number five, whatever the things are. But, man, if I can't do that, then I'm going to go someplace where it's easy, because I'm not going to spend the time to drive their order and then go wait for a half hour. I mean, you know.
We've got to realize how people are, how the behavior of our customers and our prospects in the 21st century. And Rick, you and I are not the ones that they need to be thinking about. These young people, they have altogether different wants.
I mean, if you and I are sitting here talking about it, just
couple
think
of
about
old
people
folkies
who are younger, what they're saying.
Exactly. Hey, Rick, give us that website again, please.
Sure thing. www.beyondresistance.com.
The book is called Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and the other one is one of my favorites, Why Don't You Want What I Want? They're all available right there at his website, and many, many other things that he's very gracious to make available to you and me. Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.